Now we turn to the public comment session. At this time, I'd like to convene that. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each board meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. There are no substitutions for speakers. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what speakers have to say and ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speaker is happy to avail him or herself outside of the board meeting for a question and answer session as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we have guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from them. So first, I would like to call on Mr. Alvaro Cruz.
He is not here yet. We'll have to go to the next speaker.
Next would be Professor Stephen Kaufman.
Thank you for the privilege of addressing you today. In March 2007, the board passed a resolution directing, quote, the immediate conclusion to the use of Native American imagery as the symbol of the university and its intercollegiate athletics, along with the related regalia, logo, and the names Chief Alinowick and Chief. And the board directed the chancellor of the Urbana campus to manage the final disposition of these matters, unquote. Although this resolution has been partially implemented, much remains to be accomplished. At the outset, I would like to acknowledge the recent public statements of Chancellor Jones and Athletic Director Whitman and the decision to cease playing the war chant. This represents a welcome step, but much remains to be done. Here's what I request you insist takes place without further delay. Firstly, immediately discontinue the playing of the Chief's dance music at halftime. This music was composed to mimic American Indian culture, and it is demeaning. Playing the music violates the board and NCAA policies, and juicing up the crowds to scream Chief is no different than encouraging other racial epithets. If the University of Mississippi recognized it was the right thing to cease playing Dixie after 70 years, certainly the University of Illinois administration can exhibit similar leadership. Secondly, cease the sale of merchandise bearing all Illiniwek logos. The sale of unauthorized, copy-protected merchandise is widespread, including within 500 feet of the president's and chancellor's offices. Thirdly, end the association of Fighting Illini with Native Americans and restore it to its original connotation. The agreement between the university and the NCAA that allowed continued use of the Fighting Illini moniker states, and I quote, because the term Illini has become associated with Native Americans through its use in conjunction with Chief Alinowick, the NCAA Executive Committee strongly recommends that the university undertake an educational effort to help those among its constituencies and in the general public understand the original term of Fighting Illini and the lack of any direct association with Native Americans. It's more than time for the university to stop promoting the stereotyping of Native Americans, and it's always the right time for the university to educate its constituencies. And lastly, cease university support for the appearance of Chief Alinowick at university events and end the appointment of new generations of the chief. Alinowick is the property of the University of Illinois. The failure to fulfill the board's resolution violates the university's non-discrimination statement and statutes, NCAA policy, and state and federal laws prohibiting discrimination in places of public accommodation. And there are additional reasons to act without further delay. There is no place in America for the perpetuation of racism and racial stereotyping, especially not at a public institution of higher education. Chancellor Jones and President Killeen proffered laudable words condemning racism in their recent mass mails. But until those words are translated into concrete actions that definitively end the Illiniwek tradition, those good words will continue to be regarded as hypocrisy. I am not alone in these sentiments. In my response to my conveying these same concerns to then-Chancellor Barbara Wilson, Trustee James Montgomery responded to her, and I quote, "I concur with many of the views expressed by Dr. Kaufman. Specifically, we publicly espouse values of diversity and inclusion while acting in a manner inconsistent with these values. It is as if we are blind to diversity when it comes to decisions and choices we make as a university. This hypocrisy does not go unnoticed by our students and impacts their views of appropriate behavior. To many of our leadership, these issues are the ramblings of disgruntled minorities and not deserving of serious concern. My hope is that my assessment is wrongheaded and that there is among our leadership those who genuinely consider these issues worthy of corrective action," unquote. I'm not suggesting anyone's First Amendment rights be abrogated. What I am urging is that President Killeen and Chancellor Jones exercise their free speech and leadership. There is an urgency for them to set the moral tone for the campus and make clear why it is in the university's and everyone's best interest to put the Illini work tradition in the past. As you know, there is a renewed climate in the country to remove racial symbols that dishonor, promote discord, and perpetuate racial hostility. And with your help, Illinois can be a leader in that movement. I'd be happy to address any questions or concerns, and I would also be happy to work with any individual or group that chooses to address these remaining questions. Thank you.
Questions or comments? Thank you, Professor Kaufman. Is Mr. Cruz here? Didn't make it.